Shut up and sit down. All right, y'all, welcome to the Comedy Bros Podcast. I'm DJ Camouflage here with Jameel Jackson.
What's up?
And Jason Webb.
Hey, man.
We are the Comedy Bros.
I'm a little baby.
Bringing you another episode of our podcast. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Shout out to our boy Levi for helping us do this making it happen. And shout out to all y'all for watching and listening, regardless of what platform you're on or where you are in the world. Shout out to all of you. We appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
This brought together by a vision for comedy. It's cool. I'll start it off. Is that cool if I talk about myself for a second?
I'm
not normally that type of dude.
No, you do all the time, bro. He's lying.
The best people know you best, right? So I started DJing in 99, so I've been DJing for like 24 years at this point, and I've been doing comedy the last six. I started in Orange County, LA area, and came to the Medford area in 2022, where I met these fucking awesome guys, who at the time were just getting into comedy and kind of had a vision of doing something different. And, you know, I had come from seeing a lot of cool shit in LA and Orange County and, touring a little bit around the country here and there. And when I heard these guys do comedy and then I listened to the vision that they had for it, I just, fucking A, I just knew I wanted to be part of it, guys.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Cause you guys pretty much started doing comedy right when the two of you met. Right? Isn't that right? Like just within months of meeting each other?
I think probably 2 months, I think. I started 2 months and then Jameel was there.
Well, tell us the story again, because it's pretty funny, about how you guys met.
The fast forward, to give a shout out to my man Carl Lee.
Okay.
That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? I had saw Carl on stage first. Uh-huh. I seen him at Rogue. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, I was inspired then.
Absolutely.
Then some time had passed. I had even approached him one time about helping me write some jokes about that shit. But anyways, long story short, I wind up meeting this guy over here, man. Our daughters went to school together.
Shout out Carly. He gave me my start.
Shout out Carly. He gave me a good start. Well, yeah.
So he's a beast. I got nothing but love.
Yeah. I met this dude right here. Our daughters went to school together, man. He asked me to pick up his kids from school one day. I thought he was the police. What the fuck? Hell no. Come to find out, he's just a bad father.
Listen, I had like a 4-month-old in the car. I didn't want to get her out of there. I said, our daughters are best friends. Like,
I had never met this dude before.
I'm like, can you just help me out? Because I got a baby and I don't want to get the baby out. And it's cold and I don't want my kid to die.
It was summertime.
Hypothermia. Like, I don't want to get some type of fucking condition because I had to get the baby out, and you are an able-bodied man.
And yeah, you was in the police car.
Huh?
Using the police car, bro.
It's an Explorer.
That Ford is that Explorer? It's a police car. It's definitely a police
car.
Silver
Explorer.
And then Explorer. The joke is, right, that's how we met, but he never once picked up my daughter.
Nah, I can't
move. From then on, he texts me, be like, can you get my daughter?
Absolutely. I had to
get Shamika.
Reverse.
I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
You know, it is Medford, Oregon, so I could... When I first heard the story, I was like, yeah, I could put that together. But at the same time, luckily, your guys' daughters are best friends.
Yeah.
I think it was actually a show I did with Carl Lee where Jason saw me do comedy and realized, like, oh, this guy's living in the valley now, you know? And I think...
From Carl.
Yeah. The next day, Carl was like, hey, I passed you in for long to the homie that was there last night. He wants to talk to you about something. And initially, the call that I got from Jason was like, hey, we want to see if you're down. Like, you guys had just done the show Los Arcos. And then that was done. And then he was like, hey, this is what I did there. And I want to expand on that. But he's like, I'm kind of bored with just regular stand-up comedy. I kind of want to do something different. Mm-hmm. I want to do something more interactive. Mm-hmm. The example he gave me was like something like Wildin' Out, something right. like a Kill Tony, something like a roast battle. He right. kind of threw it all in there. Right. You know what I mean?
My boy over here, on the other hand, at the Carl, man, then came Jason. Jason and I, we kicked it at the backyard. He dared me to get on stage. And then from there, it's been doing comedy nonsense. So I owe a lot to this dude right here. He's a big reason why I'm doing it also. But also,
yeah.
my man put together a huge show at Los Arcos. And I think that, yeah. that show that right there, massive. That really showed us that we could do numbers. Like
right.
we didn't have to be in Rogue. We didn't have to be in the theater, you right. know what I'm saying, to get 100 people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That right there showed us that, shoot, if we can do a rest, we can do a restaurant, we can do this.
Yeah, our DJ didn't even speak English.
Yeah, if we can do that.
Like, bro, he's like, what is yeah. that, DMX?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And it was weird because we bypassed a lot of steps that other comedians didn't take, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And, you know what I'm saying? It rubbed some people the wrong way at first, you know what I mean? But, you know, yeah. we did that shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now look at us. We're up here shooting podcasts and shit.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? Definitely.
I might have told you this, man. And the first time I ever came up this way, I went to Chadwick's because my fiance's parents took us.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2018. And they're like, we just want to show you what comedy in the Valley is like.
Right.
So they took me there. I saw Carl because he was hosting. Saw the headliner. And I think it was a Friday night, and after the show, I went and I talked to the headliner, and I told him I was a comedian, you know, I'd been doing it for a year or so, and this and that, and he's like, you should tell Carl.
That's a Listerine, right? Listerine strip that he puts on.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out Listerine.
Because I'm getting fresh with it. You can't
buy them anywhere but Amazon, because people stop putting those in their mouth.
You can't buy them anywhere but 7th grade.
I go all the way back to 7th Got so many girls I kissed with my breath smell like that. Oh, yeah. It was like right when Banaka went out.
You know, that's good memories.
Remember Banaka? You know, that, yeah. Dude, that shit was...
So anyways, the headliner was like, you should go tell Carl that I want you to do a spot tomorrow. And I was like, because they do the show Saturday night too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know, man. I want to just go tell the guy that, you know. And he's like, go tell him that I told you that I wanted you on the show. You know what yeah. I mean? And so I walk up to Carl. I'm like, hey, Carl, I'm DJ Camouflage. Like, I know you don't know me. I just saw you for the first time. You know, my fiance's parents. But anyways, you know, the headliner you had on tonight, you know, he wanted me to come over and tell you, like, you should have me on and, like, do a feature tomorrow before him. And Carl just looked at me, like, up and down. It was just like, are you funny? You know what I mean? And I was just like, yeah, man, I am. I swear, like, I'd be doing this club, and then this club. He's like, I mean, I can give you 10 minutes. Can you do a solid 10? I'm like, yeah. And so I had to go and, like, tell my fiance's parents, like, yo, is there any way we could come back tomorrow? I hate to, like, sabotage this trip and turn it into a comedy show.
Right.
But can we come back here tomorrow? They're like, yeah, we'll come back here tomorrow. Are they going to let you do time? I'm like, yeah. And so it was like, that was the first show he ever let me do, was 2018. And then lo and behold, I moved back to the Valley.
Right.
Or I moved to the Valley in 2022. And the second I do, and I tell Carl, he's like, let's fucking get to work then, now that you live here. You know what I mean?
Right.
I
just started. That's dope.
And then luckily it turned into this type of thing too.
Shout out to Carl, man.
Yeah.
OG. Again. He's OG right here.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Heckle-proof podcast.
Heckle-proof podcast. Yeah, man. We got to get him on here.
And yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to have him on as a guest.
We got to have him on here.
And when you did that mic, that was an open mic you did?
Yeah.
At the backyard?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you did it that night too? Yeah. Or yeah. you just dared him to do it?
I did it that night too.
You did it that night too.
And then he didn't want to do the second time because he was like, he went up and his material wasn't anything. Like, he thought he could just go up like anybody, right? When we started, we all thought like, oh, this shit ain't gonna be hard. As soon as you step foot on that stage, like you forget everything.
Right.
You forgot where you were in the world.
Yeah.
Right.
And I knew that, but he had such a command of the stage. That's where I was like, bro, you got to go back up there. You're too, like you... You're supposed to be there.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's something like a puppeteer kind of feel. Like, you have to be up there.
For me, mine came from, I spent so much time in the Army standing in front of people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So I don't have a nervousness of standing in front of a whole bunch of people talking. Mm-hmm.
You're so funny.
Whatever, motherfucker. That was a drill sergeant, man. You can ask any of my soldiers, man. Anybody who ever seen me in my command, like gotcha. In under me, they knew it. Like I'd make motherfuckers laugh, and then I'd smoke you for laughing.
Right.
I was
laughing at bitch.
Yeah, I was that drill sergeant. Right. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. You thought this shit was funny, huh?
Push. I can relate to you on the part that like. Being comfortable in front of people already, mm-hmm. which is a major part of doing comedy, right?
Definitely.
Because when I started doing comedy, at that point I had been DJing for like 17 years, mm-hmm. you know? And so I had been in front of people already. I had been on stage already. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to talk on mics to make announcements when I was DJing.
Right.
At that time I had started rapping a little bit too. So I had done a couple shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I first started doing comedy, I feel like, as you said, I didn't really have to break that barrier
right.
as much as a lot of other comics right. who are like right. just getting into it. Right. You know what I mean?
Dude, that right. was horrible for me. That was the hardest part.
That is the hardest part.
Yeah. My neck was bulging, bro. I was like hyperventilating on right. stage. Yeah. I was like
when I did get that feeling, I was like, man, I'm not getting paid for this shit. Yeah. Fuck these people. This is free.
I felt so vulnerable. I remember the night, man, like my first time on stage, I still have recorded, not that it's that long ago, but when I stepped on stage, I fucking forgot everything and I turned and I looked up and it was a full moon and I looked up at the moon and I'm like, please.
Yeah.
Please help me. I can't think of anything.
He looked at the moon for the help.
I was like, I don't know what to do. I was like, please. I was like, I didn't look like I was.
Because you're outside, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell. Yeah, I was outside at the backyard. Shout out to backyard.
You were moonlighting.
Shout out to the backyard.
That's where we started,
too.
Bro. Backyard.
Shout out to Terry. Everybody at the backyard.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Y'all always show love to everybody.
I love Medford, man.
Big Al over there with the Mediterranean food.
No, but I will tell you, Big Al. Absolutely. Shout out to him, too.
Thank you. Persian food over there.
Oh, yeah. Cyrus.
Cyrus.
Thank you for reminding us, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
I will tell you the biggest transition, though, was when you're DJing, you can hide behind the music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you play some good songs, people will like what you're doing. And then now it's like the music's off and I'm doing stand-up comedy right. and I'm trying to get them entertained on just me talking. Mm-hmm. Right? That was a big, like, hold on. Those are very too big, that you know.
Yeah. Right.
So I couldn't walk into it like, oh, it's just like DJing. Nah, well, it's not.
I think it's easier. I think it's easier to act a big time actor than doing a big time comedian.
Oh man,
because you're like getting a script, right?
Right.
And then you're just acting. Because an actor right. can easily do comedy. Because they can just go up and
I think honestly, man. Like I see. The bigger you are, if I could read notes from a teleprompter telling jokes, I'd kill every fucking time.
I mean,
think about it. Like, if you, because my biggest issue as a comedian is like, I'll have a bunch of funny shit. I'll write my shit down. I'll think of some funny shit, but when I get on stage, I'll say some other shit.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Because the spirit has just moved me, swayed me another way. But if I have some bona fide funny shit, and it's on a teleprompter, and I know that I can cut back to it. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And I love
it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See more of a transition of comedians going into acting than you do actors deciding, hey, now I want to do stand-up comedy.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
If you can do comedy, you can stand up that vulnerable and tell them something that you think is funny, that you think they think should be funny.
Right.
Yeah. Bro, that's balls. That's why we all have to be a little bit of a narcissist.
Yeah, it's not like rapping and acting.
I can't wait to see you in the black club, man.
That'd be fun.
I can't wait to see you, bro.
Like an all black
club. Yeah.
Newport News, Virginia.
I can't wait to see it.
Years, bro.
Because here, for me,
I've been to black clubs. Twerk that. Shout out. Newport News,
I have to swing such a fucking wide... In my joke telling, you know what I mean? I can't say the same jokes that I would say to black people that I would say to white
but
people.
Please,
I hate his heart.
Clarify this for me because I told Jason this and he thought I was fucking with him. If he does, I told Jason, I said, host a black club.
Yeah.
Because at black clubs, the host is the star of the show.
Yeah.
At most black clubs, more people are coming to see the host do his thing and come back out and mess with the audience and blah, 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 than they are to see some of the other comics.
Unless you're just a big name comic.
I feel like
you're just a big name comic,
fucking big. Like, if it's like you're like Cat Williams or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to him.
Shout out to Cat Williams, the goat.
Dude, I don't even know if I could.
The goat.
I don't even know. Started to stop the conversation, but I don't know if I
can. I think Cat Williams the goat.
I don't know if I can hear.
Whoa, hey, dude, just.
I don't know if I can.
Absolute goat. Shout out Cat Williams.
You can move that mic closer to you, I think, or move your chair closer if you want. Going into that, if people aren't aware or they haven't been to a show already, you know, basically the big highlight of our show is the three of us will be up there together. A lot of times if you come to a Comedy Bros show, yeah, you're going to see our sets separately, you know, like you would if you came to any other of like a regular comedy show. But most of the time, the highlight of our show is the three of us being on stage together with, you know, me DJing, you know, and the music going. And then you got the three of us on stage together. And a lot of times we'll also bring up like whatever comic we featured that day to come up on stage.
And that was the idea the whole time.
That was the idea the whole time that Jason had. That was the vision that these guys put together.
I got a good question for you.
Go ahead. Of course.
If you were to rank us in order in comics, where would you put us?
DJ Camouflage, DJ Camouflage, DJ Camouflage.
That's a great question.
Why would you? What the fuck? Are you the press, bro?
No. That's a great question.
I will not turn on my coat.
Levi, that was a great question, wasn't it? That was a great question. That was a great question.
It's like
you can't handle the truth.
Answer it in the comments. Yo, answer it in the comments. Everybody watching.
Listen, this thing started because comedy, and I hate to say this, but comedy traditionally is boring. Right?
Okay.
Like if you, okay, there's so many specials and there's so much stand up and stuff, but like people that do crowd work, people that interact, people that do different things, it's there's more of an attraction to that. Like variety shows back in the day, right?
I do love those.
Like that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
You play around with the crowd and people like that interaction.
Sure.
They want to see that, especially after COVID, because everybody's still pissed off. So, and then it just so happened. Because when I got this dude, when I called Cam, I got his number from Carl. When I called Cam, I didn't know he's Persian. I didn't know anything. I mean, I heard his act a little bit. I wouldn't even have partnered with him if I knew.
Yeah.
No. But what I'm saying is, no, hold on. Here's my point.
I wouldn't have partnered with him.
My point is, he's Persian. I was in the Navy. I didn't do shit. He's in the Army. He didn't do shit.
Sure.
Bullshit.
Listen,
bullshit. Then,
but now it's like all three of us have different views, bro.
I did some shit, bro.
Well, I guess that's a good segue into the next big highlight of what Comedy Bros is.
I got a V star.
Is if you couldn't tell, if you're watching this on video, you can probably already see. But if you couldn't tell, the three of us are very different.
Absolutely.
If you couldn't tell visually, we are very different. As Jason just explained. You know, he's a white guy. He's a Navy veteran. Jamil, he's a black guy. He's an Army veteran.
Dude,
I'm
black?
A Persian refugee. It provides a different perspective, not only when we do our own jokes on stage, but when the three of us are up there together. And I don't know if, like, we're the only, like, of this type to ever come together in the world, but, like, we definitely are in Medford, Oregon. You know what I mean?
Definitely Southern Oregon.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean at the table. I'm
sorry. Southern Oregon and Portland, we're probably the only people, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Down south, we have no idea.
Speaking of different perspectives, okay? So, I actually had one of the most solid answers to a question ever today get answered by a woman that was born in 1940. So she was 83 years old. Okay.
I mean, that's really not that old. I mean, it is now.
It is now.
Everybody's dying young.
Right.
But that's not that old.
But but if I tell you like this, like when Kennedy got shot, she was 23. You're like, oh, damn, that's old.
Damn, like she was at the, she was getting textbooks. Like she was that age.
Like she remembers, she probably draw a picture of the day. So
I took the bus right there. Right. That's crazy.
That's, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Was she white?
White woman. Mm-hmm. I've asked people. This is Medford, Oregon. Mm-hmm. I've asked people. Actually, we're in Ashland right now. So this is Ashland.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Ashland.
Yeah,
Ashland. I've asked people before why when we first initially landed on the moon in 1969.
You believe that shit?
Hold on. We'll get there. Mm-hmm. Why when we... It's going there. Okay. Why, when we're first
wait for the punch. Wait.
Why we first landed on the moon in 1969, right? Yeah. That it was like a nationwide event. Everybody watched it. Yeah. Everybody remembers it. You can talk to people about it. Mm. But yet, the sixth time that we landed on the moon in 1973, like, nobody fucking watched
nobody
it.
Nobody knows.
In fact, and even that time, it was in color. Like, it was broadcasted in color, but, like, mm-hmm. nobody watched it. Mm-hmm. When I've asked this question to people in the past, how come that's the case? Response, like, that shit was fucking fake. It doesn't matter. It was fucking fake, right? Mm-hmm. Which is fine, and you can give me the answer. But this lady today told me, she said, hey, when the sixth one happened in 1963, shit in the Vietnam War was becoming like super violent and more protested, and people were kind of becoming like anti-America at that time. So unlike 69, where we were like, yeah, go America, we're landing on the fucking moon, you know what I mean? Now it's like 1973, everyone's pissed about the Vietnam War, and she said like liberalism was starting to take over. Mm-hmm. And so like we're landing on a moon, everyone's like, who cares, America sucks, like type of bullshit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck. Like, that's, like, the first answer I've heard about that shit that makes sense, you know?
Oh, we're going to go down this wormhole now. Yeah. We're not going down this
wormhole. He started it, man. You can't not.
I mean, we can spend a minute on it.
Not go down that wormhole, bro.
What are we going to spend a minute on? That we faked it?
I didn't say that. You said that.
Okay, what are we spending a minute on here? Just put it all out there. Put it all out there. This good
old man. Well, here's year is something this? That we can all relate to.
What year is this?
What year was what?
When she said this happened? 1973?
The first one happened in 1969. 69. Everybody watched it. And then we landed five more times, and the sixth time we landed was 1973. And between that time and now, we've never gone back.
We were still.
But India just went there.
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't put past the government.
You know what sure. I mean? You guys were in the military. You saw some shit.
I mean,
you listen. Know?
Dangerous motherfuckers, bro.
Dude, those. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. They have no care of life. They sure. will take it.
I didn't sure. say none of that. He said that shit.
Sure.
I said
they
none
have
of
to
that.
Though. Sure. They have to. It's to be cutthroat, bro.
Listen, man.
I mean, no pun intended. Damn.
But
that was damn.
Let me ask you this. You know those airplanes they have now where you can spend like $100,000 and it like goes up into space real quick and comes back down? Would you guys Virgin. Do that shit?
No. I would not do that shit.
It's like you don't trust it, like some Titanic
something. No,
I wouldn't
spend $100,000. Oh, okay. No.
No, but what if like someone's like, "Hey, I'll take you." Like, would you do it? No. Or like you don't trust that shit?
Bro, I wouldn't even went down that Titanic shit.
I know.
No, that's
hell no.
The submarine.
I don't even want to get in that submarine at Disneyland, bro. No. That little
even that one's kind of shady.
Dude, I know, and it's like shaking. Like, yeah, and I was looking like, damn, can I get out of this shit?
It's and you're like tapping the windows.
Like, there's like fake fucking clownfish. Like, hey, we okay?
Okay, that's the ride to
no.
Oh,
that's the ride to that when they tell you it's broken, you're like, oh, people died.
Yeah.
Like, I've gone to Disneyland before, and that ride's been broken. And I'm like, wait, were people in it when it broke? Because when people were in it, it broke, everyone died. It, like, flooded and everybody died, right? Like,
yeah. Dude, it's so bad.
No. But all the other rides, like, they got everybody off.
And it was claustrophobic. Yeah. And it was like, and you're always there in the springs. Everybody's sweaty and shit.
I would never do no shit like that. It's ridiculous.
You know what's crazy? And this is a true story. The guy who invented the submarine, like, once he was done building it, they were like, demonstrate it for us. And he was like, I'm not getting in that shit.
Wait, the guy that went down to the Titanic?
No, the guy who invented the very first submarine ever. Like, he brought it to the Navy, and they're like, all right, show us how it works. Was and he's like, I'm not getting in that
an engineer
shit.
Or something?
Yeah, so they grab, like, two sailors, and they're like, you guys try it out. Like, two recruits. They're like, you guys get in.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I really don't know if I can hear myself.
There you go right
I
there.
Think
I'm
somebody
just
going to
do this the whole time.
I think somebody else said, like, the guy who invented the microwave, like, wouldn't let his family eat microwave food.
No, because you know that shit is bad for you.
That shit is bad for you.
Hell yeah.
And the guy who invented the X-ray, like, killed his whole family because he just X-rayed them all fucking day, like, not knowing that shit, like, radiation.
Radiation?
Yeah.
That shit happens.
Like, he was trying to sell it to hospitals, so he would, like, demonstrate it on his family all the time. Damn, that door just, like, creaked open. Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear that?
I did
hear
that.
Here comes Halloween.
That was crazy.
Here comes Halloween.
Absolutely.
Levi, can you hear me?
The door just opened.
Can you hear me?
Here comes Halloween.
Can you hear me?
Door just opened by itself. That's crazy.
It's me you're looking for. I can see it in your eyes.
Is it okay if I like one of these
ones? Yes, you definitely
can. We don't
own
the rights to the music because that's so spot on to Lionel Richie. Isn't that Lionel Richie? That was spot on, dude.
That was not. That was horrible.
That was Lionel.
That was
right?
not.
That was horrible.
That
bro.
Was tough. That was like my Aaron Neville.
That was like.
Let's have Lionel Richie.
2 day old oatmeal.
Yeah, let's get Lionel Richie.
That's what you sound like.
2 day what?
You sound like lumpy. 2 day. That's 2 day old oatmeal.
That's, musty and lumpy.
That's what you sound like.
Mm-hmm. To me, that sounds thick. 2 day old oatmeal. I'll be like, baby, you look like some 2 day old oatmeal. She's like, you damn, you saying I'm thick?
Sound good?
Like,
thick.
I sound thick.
Yeah, man.
Damn, Levi, no.
Sound listen, thick.
Levi, I'm not having sex with you, Levi. Crazy. Give a shout out to Levi.
Shout out to Levi. My man Levi out here working hard.
He's
hey, man, hit me with the hard questions, bro. Let's stick to the topic. Let's go.
Oh. Separate from that, you wanted to talk about flat earth?
No, bro. I refuse to let this go
the
down
earth,
this road.
Listen,
bro.
Listen. Let me tell you something. And I hope this is recorded right here.
It is.
I'm going to tell you, the earth is flat, man. Oh, I'm going to tell you that. He doesn't want to believe that shit.
Okay.
Who doesn't?
You don't want to believe that shit.
I don't want
to. Well,
you motherfuckers lie about everything, bro. So.
No, I don't.
You're a liar, bro.
Here's
you're
the thing.
Natural born liar.
Here's the fucking thing, though.
Habitual line stepper.
You will never prove it. You'll never know. So it's like, why
we're proving it on this podcast.
Yeah, right now. Developing facts, folks at home.
Why you say
listen, that?
Was
a,
why,
my guy Ganelli, fresh that? Fisherman. Anyways,
why
listen,
do you, how do you know that?
We are now reporting.
How do you know
that? We
that?
Have first contact.
How do you know that?
This motherfucker's flat.
How do you
because
know that?
Marvin just drove over the edge.
How do you
he
know that you'll 19 never know?
Days
you don't know that.
Damn, bro.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you know what I'm happy
like,
about?
If it was flat, then you'd be able to see the sun all the way across it.
You know what I'm happy about?
The sun just moves, man. I'm just trying to tell you. It doesn't rise or fall. It just moves.
I know, huh?
Like back and forth.
Like, I like the way.
Like a slinky.
Hey, but can I tell you something I'm happy about real quick? Is that cool? I'm going to tell you something I'm happy about.
Okay. Remember he said he don't talk about himself much?
I'm going to say that I'm so happy that they never made a Truman Show 2.
Oh God! We're using that bubble, right?
They just—that was the only
they
movie.
Can't make that shit too because that was too real.
Yeah, because at the end of it, he left the show, it's like they're not going to film him anymore.
It was too
you see what
like,
I mean?
They're not going to be able to convince
raw.
Somebody else.
We
get like,
film, right
but
now.
Right? But in the world we live in now, you know that they would just do that shit.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know what I mean? Without like conserving, like the
definitely
purity. Like, imagine if they only made one Matrix.
Bro, we buy bottled water and we pay for water.
Oh, true story. That's all your fault.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all your fault, bro.
Him specifically?
Him specifically.
Or white people?
No, just
I
me.
Wasn't going to say white people because that's racist. But Jason, mm-hmm. definitely his fault.
That we pay for water?
Yeah.
Hey, hey, just so you know, hey, anybody in the camera, if you see Cam go, ah, you're full of shit.
I want to hear more.
Like, you're an idiot.
Why is
what?
I want to hear more.
Fault. It's that. Why is it? The idiot now.
Definitely his fault.
Really?
Bro.
Is there like something? Is there a petition or mm-hmm. something?
Am I like in charge of?
I thought the white man's water was alcohol.
No.
Moonshine.
Yeah, that is a good. That is a good.
I made some moonshine though.
They gave it to the Indians. Fuck them up.
The guy hold this.
They did that shit.
That's what I was gonna say at the 4th of July show.
I don't trust
them,
bro.
They had those Hawaiian dancers, remember, at the 4th of July?
Yeah.
And they had those Hawaiian dancers, and I was going to go up there and say, like, what a perfect American way to celebrate people we just stole their islands from.
Hey,
we just
listen,
took them motherfuckers.
Jason had came to my house one time and left some blankets. I was like, nah, I'm good.
You thought there was, like, the flu on them?
Mm-hmm.
The flu?
And you were going to get
what?
It. That was a strategy,
yeah,
bro.
That was a strategy, bro. I got pulled over the other day.
By yourself?
Yeah, I got pulled over. He said, oh, nope, you're the wrong guy, not him.
No and way. Then just walked away?
Yeah, he was like,
because he knows him like first name.
He was looking for somebody else.
He was looking for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't fit the description of that person?
He couldn't tell who
I was.
I was in the van.
Fit the description.
Okay.
The van has all tinted windows. You can see inside that joint.
So
gotcha.
He like, knew who he was looking for, like it was personal. Like he personally.
They're looking for someone specifically.
Right. That's so crazy. Like if you do something shitty here,
mm-hmm.
like you.
I'm just glad I had all
you
my
can't
shit
get away with that shit here. What are you worried? Like everybody knows everybody. You know
gotcha.
What I mean? Like you try to do some
I will
shit.
Tell you something that was a trip to me before I moved to Oregon was like when I was living in SoCal, you would hear stories on like the news or fucking Unsolved Mysteries or Forensic Files of like people's like cars going off hills, and then they don't find it for like years and shit. And I was like, mm-hmm. how is that? Because I was so used to like, dude, everywhere you drive in SoCal is so fucking busy. If somebody's like pulled over, you're gonna see it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I moved out here, and I'm like, dude, there's parts of these forests, bro, where if like your car goes off the side of the road, like. Nobody's gonna find you for like months, bro. Like, cause nobody hikes that shit. That's like nobody goes down there. You know what I mean? Like,
when we'd hike back to go, we'd hike back to go fishing and shit up in Rainy Falls up by Grants Pass.
Right,
bro.
Really?
I'm like, shit can happen back here.
That's
man.
What I'm saying.
And you just come up missing. Like, there's so many people that come up missing, like a Shady Cove.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing too, is there's those parts where something like that can happen are also like the lawless ass parts. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where,
like Murder Mountain.
Right.
I'm sure there's people who
that's
come
so
up.
That's so crazy.
I'm sure there's people who come up missing in Shady Cove all the time.
Oh, for real. Plus when you got all this shit going on with just
it's
just
people back there who have 500 acres of land.
God damn.
Steven Seagal, bro.
That's God who it damn. Is. Yeah, Seagal. You can do whatever you want if you have that much land, bro.
So, dude, that Steven Seagal owns a lot of shit up
I
there.
Like, honestly, man, this is going to sound weird, but like, I don't know if I would ever go on someone's land that had that much land. You know what I'm saying?
That's presidential.
You hear about
scary.
It's these billionaires that live in Arizona and they have like 400 acres of shit. It's supposed to be like the center of the earth in the middle of it. They have like a temple and shit. And it's like to have it all fucking mapped out. You should see this shit. This is what we gotta have somebody.
Yeah, man. I'm
had to send it to you, bro. I'm had to send it to you for
what?
Real, man. It's like, man, listen.
This video's gonna get taken down. That's it. That's it.
Yeah, you ruined
that's the end of it. They're
whatever.
Taking this video down.
This is our first and last.
No, I'm just kidding.
It was fun.
No, but like, imagine someone calls you like, hey man, I want to talk to you about doing this major comedy show. Man. You're like, okay, where are we meeting? They're like, I live on 200 acres of land. Could you come and meet me in my garage?
Yeah, they're gonna take your ovaries.
Yeah,
no, I can't, dude.
Yeah, why do you have it's one
like,
garage?
How about Starbucks? Can we do? You got like a Starbucks we could meet at instead?
200 acres.
That's what I'm saying. Could you do that?
So if fucking,
I'll go out in the middle of a yacht before I come on 200 acres of land.
If fucking,
bro, that's
Will Ferrell said, hey, I want you to come to my house.
And it's 200 acres.
No, if it's like a celebrity, but if it's a random dude with like 400 acres.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we talking Anchorman right now?
Yeah.
Hey, we talking Step Bros right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking about that Will?
Yeah, you're going.
I'm going.
Absolutely.
Probably does have like 400.
I know.
Absolutely.
And he's like, the show is here and I want you to see it. You're like, all right. Like, I want you to see where I'm setting it up. You're like, all
yeah,
right,
you're
I'll
going.
Come.
You're
all
going,
right,
bro.
Dude, I'll be there.
What about these, like,
you'll be late.
What about these, like, sultans in Dubai that will fly, like, all the Victoria's Secret models to, like, you know, Dubai and then just, like,
slut them out for the week
and, like, cancel all their flights back? For months. And just be like, sorry, we got no flights out.
Yeah.
I guess you just have to stay in my palace for 3 months.
Yeah, you get slutted up
nuts,
for 3 months.
Dude.
That's what, hey, he signed up for that shit.
Damn.
He signed up for that
They'll
shit,
be like,
bro.
Hey, we're That's having crazy. Victoria's Secret in Abu Dhabi this year. We're going to fly all of you in. You're going to
do
the fashion week.
Do you think that?
And then they just cancel all their flights out for months.
Do you think that they don't know that shit, though? Like, you don't. They don't think there's a possibility of that.
Oh, the girls that are in it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're risking it for the biscuit.
Risking
bro.
That for really? The biscuit. So, yeah.
I mean, I think.
Hoes.
Maybe, if not, like, they're narrogant or they're narrogant.
Narragan?
That's where I live.
That's where you live.
Shout out my address. Shout out Narragan Street. Yo, it was a drive-by a couple years ago. We're straight hood up in Narragan Street. You know, the other side of Columbus, bro.
Yeah, they're going to burn that place down soon.
What place?
Narragan Street.
Narragan Street. There's going to be a riot there.
We're in
it's called, what's that shit called? What is it, this shit called? Gentrification.
Oh, gentrification?
Yeah.
Who's going to gentrify it?
I don't know.
I mean, that'd be sick. I need them to tell
like
me so I can get renters. I probably will get that because I have the white privilege. They're going to message me like in an email.
It's going to be like a fire or something.
There's going to be a fire.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get your renter's insurance.
Right.
make sure that you have fire coverage and document everything.
Absolutely.
We'll give you 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
We went to kick you out, but we saw your name's Jason Webb.
We knew. You have to be a white man.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But Kamir Gassemi, that guy's got to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cotton Mouth.
Yo, did you hear about that shit? How Beyonce can't go to restaurants,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, I see that. Because she's too famous. That's why she has
She's got, like, apparently she's got the same rule on her that, like, Michael Jackson had.
Yeah.
Where, like, they can't just go to restaurants because, like, they'll cause, like, a riot. Like
the public.
A frenzy.
Like if they have an agreement with the public.
Like, they'll cause a hysteria if they just, like, try to go to, like, P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
That would suck so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sucks so bad. Like, yeah, not be able to do anything, bro. No. Like, you know, you're like sitting like, oh, what
no, I'm saying. I have no problems, ain't bad. She probably has a PF Chang's in her house. She had PF Chang's come to her. Damn it.
PNF.
Yeah, you have that shit come to her. She has a chef.
I mean,
no, I mean yes. Chefs, but it would be nice. But you know, like,
no.
They're human.
I would trade all that shit for personal chefs.
You.
No. Yes.
You would still flex. You'd still
no,
go, like,
I would not.
Shit.
No, I would go courtside. Yes.
She's still going courtside.
She's going courtside. I'm just saying,
you're
bro.
You're a luxury box in the NFL.
Mero, I'm stopped by.
You're part ownership or something.
I would, for personal chefs, I wouldn't want to go to PF Chang's. Fuck PF Chang's.
Personal chef is the shit.
Hell yeah.
I don't know.
If they make what you want.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a story about that real quick?
You have no choice but to make what I want. What, you just going to cook shit and I'm just going to eat it?
like your parents.
Like it's your parents and shit. What's for dinner? Food. Kind of food? Food you eat? Like, that.
Don't
damn.
I pay you, motherfucker?
Pay you. Shit. Nah.
Can I tell you a funny story about that? You remember the Time video? Michael Jackson had Eddie Murphy
classic.
In it.
Classic.
And he had Magic Johnson in it. Remember he had Magic Johnson in it?
Classic.
So I heard this story, I think, from Arsenio Hall show. I can't remember. Magic Johnson is at Michael Jackson's house, and he's at one of those fucking long tables where you guys, like, sit across from each other, like, super far away. And the personal chef comes out, you know?
Yeah.
And Michael looks at Magic, and he's like, just tell him what you want. Tell him anything you want. He'll make it for you. Just tell him anything.
Why,
tell him
like
anything you want.
Little hands.
Anyways, he's like, I know, right? He's telling him, tell him anything you want. He'll make it for you. Now, Magic is sitting there thinking, this is Michael Jackson's house, a personal chef, it's a $1 billion house. You know, $1 million house. I gotta be classy with it. So Magic says, you know, let me get a filet mignon with a vegetable side, and if you can, like a potato puree. And chef's like, okay.
And the chef, this, or was that just that was just
the chef's okay. And then the chef looks, or the personal chef looks over at Michael Jackson, and he goes, "Michael, what should I get for you?" And Michael goes, "Let me get some fried chicken."
Mm-hmm.
And the chef goes to walk away, and Magic goes, "Hold up, we could just get fried chicken." Absolutely. And Magic's like, "Yeah, I said just tell him, you know, tell him what you want, he'll make it." And somebody's right. Like, "Hold up, fuck what I said. Let me get some fried chicken."
Absolutely.
That would be kind of nice, though.
Can I'd she cook?
Karina?
Yeah. That's good. There we go. Karina cook?
Yeah. I mean, come on, bro.
I'm asking.
Not only can Karina cook, but she also went to my Persian-ass mom and asked her to teach her to cook. You see, you guys are good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Asked her to how to make some Persian shit that I like, so man, that she can make that, too.
That's dope, man.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So yeah, I'm stoked.
Bro, what is going on?
What was that, man?
This place haunted? What the fuck's going on?
So I'm stoked on that as well.
I think this place is haunted, man.
But speaking of the Jack, Jamil makes some motherfucking wings. Am I right?
Bro, listen,
absolutely. I learned that.
I'm so mad because I didn't get any of that chicken and waffles that you made in Salem.
Oh, man.
It got devoured, bro. I was trying to be modest, you know?
Yeah, you missed out, bro.
Oh, man. People are still talking about it.
Yeah, I'll never make chicken with you, Conan.
People are like trying to book us because they think you're going to make your chicken.
Yeah, then I'm not, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I know, that's the problem.
But you want comedy or you want chicken? Just be honest with me. Which one do you want?
Straight up.
Because we're going to come, but you got to let me know.
I got to get the grocery. You got seasoning? You got seasoned salt?
No.
You got Lowry's?
You know you don't have the seasoning. Absolutely.
What was that?
Excuse me.
Bro. bro.
Was that, who was that?
Jake Breaks.
Just Jake Breaks, bro.
Oh, it.
It's like Sam Miller. Shout out to Sam Miller's joke.
Damn.
You got PTSD, bro?
I know. If you guys don't, why the fuck do I?
I was like, yeah. I sound like, but that do sound like a, when you're at war, it sounds like a fucking, like a,
what are you anti-aircraft?
Nah, man. They got these fucking 50 cals that come off the side of these Black Hawks. It sounds just like that.
Okay, tell me something. When you guys are in a firefight, you have to have earplugs in your ears?
You're supposed to.
Okay, what happens if like shit just breaks out and you don't have them in your ears? You just start shooting?
I was in the
and you just
Navy,
fucking
bro.
Take the sound to the ears?
Got to.
Damn.
What else?
Because I was at this firing range the other day, bro, and like I shot a couple without like my earplugs in.
Yeah,
and
shit
that
hurts.
Fucking, yeah, bro.
Absolutely.
If like a firefight broke out, I'd like clear a magazine without that shit. I'd be like, what the
fuck?
That's
why are you supposed to have your shit on before you leave? They have earphones similar to what we have on right now that you can hear. It goes one way, but they're smaller. You put them over your ears or just regular earplugs.
Yeah. At least you have to at least have earplugs.
Yeah, definitely.
But
definitely.
I can imagine in the military, they're not like, oh, you have to wear these. Like when you're at the range, you wear this.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're out in a firefight in Afghanistan, you just got earplugs in.
Nah, they got a helmet with those now. They have a helmet with earplugs in them, so it covers both of your ears. So you probably only have to wear that shit. That's what higher.
Like as soon as you put the helmet on, it just kind of goes, like covers your shit already.
Like a motorcycle helmet almost, but it's like a half.
So as long as you have your helmet on,
yeah,
like chips, like.
No, but that's like upper leader. Regular people probably just have still earplugs. I got out a long time ago, but y'all didn't wear earplugs though in Navy. They didn't do shit like that. Maybe they're supposed to.
No,
they
don't, I mean like
on the flight deck.
No, yeah, I lost. The low power turns and shit. With the aircraft.
People could lose their hearing to that shit.
I lost a lot of hearing.
Oh, yeah. You have. Yeah. Duh.
I can't hear myself right now, actually. This is why I'm stopping. I've stopped the podcast 5 times because of the U.S. Navy. Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
The gift that keeps on giving. It's like herpes.
Oh, man. Honestly, has, like, okay, so Jamil, when you were in the military, did you like have the thought of doing comedy, but you're like, I can't because I'm like kind of stuck here?
I never thought about doing comedy until I got here. I've always thought I was funny. The people I hung around with, we always make jokes and shit, so I've been laughing for a long time, but I never thought about doing stand-up until I got here. And then I was like, I always watch a lot of stand-up
because you've only been out of the military for 6 years now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
About 6 years, yeah.
Because you did 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
So out of those 6 years you've been out, 2 of them you've been doing comedy.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? That's why I asked that question. Because I thought maybe that's why you know.
I was just searching for something else to do, man. Because after you get fucking, you retire and shit, shit is fun until you don't have anything to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Shit get boring.
Yeah, because when you're in the military, you have something to do every day, whether you want to or not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool.
But Jason, if I remember correctly, you had the inclination to do comedy in your teens, right?
Yeah, my grandpa.
Right.
My grandpa told me when I was 12 I should have done comedy. But I was always afraid to be in front of people.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I was just always funny. Like cracking jokes and being a jokester.
When you were just having conversations with people.
Yeah, just with my friends and shit. And I had one friend who was like, but you should be a lawyer. Like I was in middle school and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and there's like, another guy was like, you should do improv. And then I got in the military and all the people were saying, dude, you should do improv. And I did like karaoke and shit in front of a bunch of people on the ship. So it was like, I was trying to like.
On the ship, you said? In the Navy?
In front of like 1,000 people.
For those who don't know, Jason was for the majority of the time on the USS Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Right? It was okay.
Yeah. Shout out to that piece of shit.
No. The USS Ronald Reagan.
No. Reagan. No, but I didn't think about it, man. I didn't even put it together. And then
you get out of the Navy and you're still kind of just holding on to the feeling.
Yeah, I just got fired from a couple jobs. Shout out Home Depot.
You look like you got fired.
Yeah, shout out Home Depot. I you know why I got fired though? I got fired for not reporting an accident.
You ain't no snitch.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ain't snitch. What's up, bro?
I guess if you don't snitch,
you ain't no sucker,
you,
man.
Fire.
What's up, man? Absolutely.
Fire.
No, but I mean, you know, I think a lot of us, we also sometimes feel that, you know, the urge to do comedy comes from like the love of watching other people do it, right? And I know all of us kind of share the same feeling of like wanting to make people feel good. Mm-hmm. The world's got enough negativity. They can find that right. anywhere. You know, let's give them an outlet where right. they can laugh for an hour or so and mm-hmm. forget about their problems for a minute.
Do you want to be famous?
Absolutely.
I don't know.
I want people to listen to what I have to say. I don't know. And that comes with fame.
You
want
to be famous, bro?
I don't know if I want to not be able to go to restaurants.
That might happen. That might happen. That might happen.
That would suck, bro. As much as I like to stay at the house, I mean, it'd be like just to have the ability to go do it and then not have that. You know what I mean?
Do you want to be famous?
I don't know. I mean,
that's never the goal. But
yeah, I don't think it really.
Right.
It's honestly.
Would you wear a dress on camera?
Would I wear a dress on camera?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first, before I say that, let me make sure I haven't worn a dress on camera.
Yeah, that's 05.
I'm asking, would you wear a dress on camera?
I haven't, and I wouldn't.
You got some water?
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, if that's the objective, you never get there.
You wouldn't know what I'm talking about, bro, because you ain't woke, man. You sleep. Wake up, Jason. Wake the fuck up, brother.
I'm kind of tired.
Wake the fuck up, Jason.
Explain this to me, though, Jamil. Why does that thought immediately jump to
because
when I wear a dress?
I'm asking you because they say that. No, because they say that. I'm asking you that because it seems most of the bigger comics at some point have to wear a dress on camera. I don't know if you've been watching the trend, but
you need to get out of TikTok.
I ain't watching that. I ain't talking about that.
I've heard like Cat Williams talk about that.
Cat Williams talk about it. He get black with Dave Chappelle talked about it. You know what I'm saying? So I was just wondering. You know what I mean? I don't want to sell my soul for comedy.
Yeah, absolutely. But don't you think that portion of it has been exposed now though, because those people have talked about it?
No,
I think the people that
still happening.
I think the people that report it also do it.
Yeah.
No, but I would love if it's possible to be a respected comedian at the end of your career, like a respected comedian, and not be like super famous, but just be respected by all the comedians. You know what I mean? Like just somebody like that was a really good comedian. Like that would be cool. Like I wouldn't want to be like super famous. Like if I was super
like Kevin Hart,
Dave Chappelle, like Dave Chappelle, or Kevin Hart. I mean
Kevin Hart's super famous, bro.
Yeah, I mean Kevin
Hart's super famous.
He's super famous.
Oh, Kevin Hart's more famous than Richard Pryor.
Yeah, probably.
He's fucking famous, bro.
Yeah,
like he's got the whole demographic. Mm-hmm. You know.
You know whose fame I didn't understand? Like heavyweight champion of the world. I didn't understand how famous. Like when I was watching the Tyson documentary and he was 18 years old and everywhere in the world people knew who the fuck he was.
Right.
I didn't understand that came with that.
Right.
I really didn't.
I think because here in America, we're fucking brainwashed to think football, NBA basketball are the biggest sports.
Mm-hmm.
But boxing is huge, bigger. And what's even bigger than boxing is soccer.
Right,
it's the biggest sport in the world.
Yeah, well,
essentially, it's international. It's something that's international.
Boxing's international. That's why you know.
So I'm saying, like NFL and basketball, NBA, NFL and NBA.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, there's no real competition.
I think basketball's good there.
Well, I mean, they kind of screwed up this year with the Olympic team.
Oh man, they fucked up. Yeah. Did you see what the projected starter for the Olympic team for 2024 is?
Steph Curry. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Get it.
Yes. The projected starters for the 2024 team is Steph Curry, Devin Booker, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and Joel Embiid.
Yeah, they're not losing a game.
They're not losing a game.
That's gold.
That's the starters.
Okay. And then they have like.
That's not even saying who they got to have like Dame Lillard coming off the bench. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So. I think if you match our best players up against any best players in any world, we'll win. Hands down.
Yeah. I mean, it has kind of been proven, has it not?
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
You're talking about in men's basketball.
In men's
right?
basketball, yeah. Definitely.
It has kind of been proven. Yeah. What about that shit? Maybe you guys have seen it where Messi is playing in Miami now.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronaldinho is playing. Ronaldo is playing in Saudi Arabia.
You getting that money, man. They getting $1 billion contracts. I'd be out of here.
Bro.
You know, if somebody offered LeBron $1 billion.
So you're telling me, hold on. Let's get back to the fact. Hold on. Let's get off the sports shit. Let's go back. You said that you don't want to be famous.
No.
So why? So what is your angle?
What do you mean, what is my angle? I don't want to be famous.
How will you be satisfied? Is what I'm saying. How will you be satisfied in where you're at?
I don't have a goal. I don't have an end goal. So if
you're just gonna ride it,
I'm just gonna ride it for what it is, wherever it goes. I don't have an end goal. So if it
does,
that
makes
sense.
Yeah. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. That's cool. Either which way, I'll be all right.
Yeah. Your vision is your vision. You know what I mean? However you want to do it.
I'm just ride.
Ironically, I can only, like, I'll only ride it so far because of the fact of my kids. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to grind that hard, you know, to do this because I got these kids that I have to take care of. So really, that's going to be kind of a defactor too. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, if someone says, you know, hey, you know, go to Vegas and whatever, and I have to worry about bringing all my kids and shit, I might not be able to take that opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's going to suck, but I mean,
I got you.
Know, my kids are first.
I mean,
I'm old now. You know what I mean?
That's another thing for me, man. While my daughter's staying with her grandmother, man, I'm going to grind the shit. So if I can hit the road, I'm gone, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's one of the bigger things of why I moved and got an apartment in San Antonio was for to hit the road and be able to be there, mm-hmm. and then be able to come back here and I can flip back and forth. I can come down here and stay for 6 months and go back there and stay for 6 months. I can bounce back and forth either which way. You know what I mean? I think there's more opportunities down there. That's because I'll be excited for you guys to come down there to see some of the things that are out there. It's like I said, because there's comedy 7 days.
I need to move to New York. I'll have more contacts. You have Texas.
You're going to be on Broadway.
Days a week.
I'll be a cat.
But that, before we wrap it up, that brings us into a good segue as well. We're very excited now to expand Comedy Bros.
Definitely.
We're very excited to move it to new stages, to move it to, you know, SoCal where I'm from and Jason's from, to move it to San Antonio where you are now, to move it to the East Coast, to move it worldwide. We're very excited because those opportunities are coming now. You know, and we're excited because we know it's a show for everybody. If you're looking at us, we're a representation of everybody.
Right.
And we fucking love each other, and anywhere we go, people seem to gravitate towards that.
Absolutely.
Because they can just tell it's love, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're very excited to share the show, you know, on a bigger stage with more people. And in more places, man. And you know, it's an exciting thing for me because, you know, I was, like I said, I was doing comedy for a while before I met you guys. I love being featured and being a part of something that's moving comedy forward,
right?
And ultimately, in the end, is going to leave comedy in a better place than it was, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So that's always the end goal.
For sure.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
Before we wrap it up, you guys got any other shout outs you want to give or anything you need to plug before?
Oh, Roger, we gotta give Roger a shout out. He's in Reading.
Roger at Tug Life.
Yeah, Tug Life.
I love that sweatshirt. It's fucking camouflage. How can I not love it?
Yeah, it's pretty badass. But shout out Roger.
Is that the homie's ring you're wearing? On your left hand?
Nah, man. I just bought some magical shit, bro.
What about the colors?
Here, some magical shit,
what about
bro?
The t-shirt?
This is my family right here. The colored t-shirt. They're out of D.C., man. You can catch them on Instagram. It's colored. Just like that. You spell that shit.
Awesome.
Catch that shit.
It's two O's.
Yeah.
This is the Comedy Bros podcast.
Go ahead. Oh, my bad. Catch me on Instagram at JAHMIL, JAXON, Jackson, Instagram. Thank you. What's going on with you, bro?
And your Instagram, Jason, so cute, please.
Man. This guy's goofball, bro.
Your Instagram is.
I don't even know what my Instagram
is. At JasonWeb31.
I don't know. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
At JasonWeb31 is Jason's. Yeah. I'm at DJKAMOFLAGE.
Absolutely.
And Comedy Bros on Instagram is at
the_comedy_bros3.
At Comedy Bros is owned by someone in like Slovenia with 10 followers and zero and one post. So we're in the process of buying it from them so that we can have At Comedy Bros on Instagram.
I mean, how much will we pay?
We offered them $20, which is probably 40,000 of their dollars.
Absolutely. So- Absolutely.
Dude's like going to send us a chopper from his military.
Absolutely.
Like, damn, bro, all we wanted was the name.